Neither of the politicians have been charged in the case, but both are expected to loom large over the month-long trial in federal court in Cleveland. That's because Juarez and his North Canton company are accused of channeling $200,000 in illegal contributions to Mandel's Senate campaign and Renacci's congressional campaign. The money came from Suarez employees and their spouses, and the charges say Suarez reimbursed them with payments disguised as payroll and profit sharing. The U.S. Attorney's Office notes that at the time, Suarez was involved in a $6 million legal battle in California over claims of deceptive advertising. Mandel wrote a letter to the California treasurer claiming the state was engaging in prosecutorial abuses. He threatened to ask Ohio's attorney general to sue California. Days after that letter, Mandel's U.S. Senate campaign started getting donations from the Suarez employees. Mandel and Renacci have denied they did anything wrong, and they've returned the contributions. The federal charges are against Suarez, Suarez Corporation Industries, and the company's CFO, Michael Giorgio. Giorgio abruptly changed his plea 2 weeks ago and is cooperating with prosecutors. The 72-year-old Suarez insists he's innocent and turned down a deal that could have meant as little as 2.5 years in prison. If convicted, he faces a sentence of more than 12 years. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.